This will be the state's first election since Governor Scott Walker signed the law that ended weekend voting and restricted early voting to weekdays between 8 a.m. and 7 p.m. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says that in practice, hours will vary by municipality and may require an appointment with the clerk in some small communities. Kennedy says he does not expect long lines of people waiting to vote early at their local clerk's offices for this primary.
Probably not. In fact, I think you'll find that even clerks have tailored their office hours to reflect that. As a general rule, we get about a 15% voter turnout for the partisan primary, and the early voting is going to dovetail that.
Kennedy says the people who notice the disappearance of weekend voting immediately will be those who have to work on weekdays.
That will be the challenge, and people who can't get there until after 7 at night won't have that opportunity. But people can make a written request to have the ballot sent to them by mail.
Republicans said restricting early in-person absentee voting at local clerk's offices was about ensuring a sense of fairness from one community to the next. Democrats said it was about driving down turnout in Democratic strongholds like Madison and Milwaukee, where early voting is popular. Early voting at clerk's offices begins today and, after a break Saturday and Sunday, continues through Friday, August 8th. Wisconsin's partisan primary is August 12th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.